Psalm 29 in the New King James Version, the Psalm of David. Give unto Jehovah, O you mighty ones. Give unto Jehovah glory and strength. Give unto Jehovah the glory, do his name. Worship Jehovah in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Jehovah is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. Jehovah is over many waters. The voice of Jehovah is powerful. The voice of Jehovah is full of majesty. The voice of Jehovah breaks the cedars. Yes, Jehovah splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Jehovah divides the flames of fire. The voice of Jehovah shakes the wilderness. Jehovah shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Jehovah makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says, glory. Jehovah sat enthroned at the flood, and Jehovah sits as king forever. Jehovah will give strength to his people. Jehovah will bless his people with peace. Here in this psalm, and again we have the editors that title it Praise to God in His Holiness and Majesty. Now the common theme throughout this seems to be the repeated use we can see of the covenant name of the Lord. We see Jehovah or Yahweh in every verse, and most of them twice. And this is praise to God, but not just to God, but to Yahweh, the covenant Lord, the creator God, the one who rescues his people, and the one who sits enthroned in heaven, the God of providence who directs the happenings in the earth. Again, we have to begin with the understanding that this is the Word of God. This isn't the understanding of a pre-Christian Iron Age or Bronze Age people. This isn't the emotional maunderings of some poet back in the day long time ago. But this is the Word of God given to His people through all time. We start with that, and the psalm has a much deeper meaning than most people commonly give it. It begins with a command for all the mighty ones of the earth, those in power, to give to Jehovah, to give him glory, to give him strength, to give him the glory due to his name, and to worship Jehovah in the beauty of holiness. The psalm opens with a call to all the powerful and mighty ones to come and bow down, to prostrate themselves before this God. And why would they want to do that? Well, it begins with the voice of Yahweh. We're going to start with that. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The God of glory thunders. His voice is over many waters. The voice of Jehovah is powerful and is full of majesty. It begins here with the voice of God and the word of God that's given to people. And you notice these things that are given, it's not given to just his people. And the theme we find throughout this psalm again is the absolute claim that the Word of God gives, that Jehovah or Yahweh is the God of all the world, not just of the Jews. And this is in the Old Testament people. The claim that Jehovah is truly the God of the entire world and that all people, not just the Jews, owe him worship. And it's because you see his voice here is over creation. Because he made all things obey him, and all things listen, and all things include all people. So the responsibility to hear is there. The voice of Jehovah breaks the cedars. Yes, Jehovah splinters the cedars of Lebanon. Now, if you don't read a lot of old classic literature or much of the Old Testament, you think of just trees in a small strip of a country there in the Middle East. But the cedars of Lebanon were known for their size and their strength and their beauty. To splinter these trees takes serious power, serious strength. And here it's just the Lord's voice that is said to do that. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian, and that's looking at the hills of Syria, southern Syria there, like a young wild ox. The voice of Jehovah divides the flames of fire. And again, you see the claim that he is sovereign over all creation. The voice of Jehovah shakes the wilderness. And this is an area, again, that's outside of what was considered the Holy Land. Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Jehovah makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says, glory. You see the claim there that Jehovah is the one who dictates when the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. Again, it's not a limited power. Jehovah sat enthroned at the flood and sits as king forever. Those two thoughts put together should, be seen as a threat. The Lord sat as king enthroned at the flood when judgment came upon all mankind. Again, the sovereignty claim over all humankind. And he still sits as king forever. That's putting people on notice that the king is also the judge and that Jehovah still sits. And Jehovah will give strength to his people, and the Lord Jehovah will bless his people with peace. There's the assurance again in the covenant that we will not be left alone, that God will not forget us, that Jehovah will give strength to his people and will bless his people with peace. This psalm is meant for us to look at the world, to look at creation and God's providence over it as evidences of God's great power, his majesty, his might, how worthy he is of being praised and of worship. We're also told in here to look at his providence and how he runs the whole earth. Everything that happens is in his hand, and how much then he deserves praise and worship. But above all, he is the God of the covenant, who blesses his people even though we do not deserve it, who saves us through the act of Christ and not our own good, and promises to love us and to be with his people throughout eternity. We are told that the creation and the word of God and the covenant, and we see their prophet, priest, and king, that God the judge and God the king of all the earth is our God, and he demands worship. And that's why we're here today, children. Not because Sunday we go to church, and not so that we can be with other believers. But we come today to worship, to praise, and to glory the God who made you, who made the earth, who makes the sun to rise, the deer to give birth, and to thank him for what he's done for us.